Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Today, we're going to talk about knees. We talk about head, shoulders, knees and toes in general in this podcast. But today we're on knees because we've had a lovely question coming in. It's another anonymous. So just to say, if you are wanting to ask me questions, do please feel free to email in at ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. And if you'd like to be anonymous, just say anonymous. And if you don't even want it to be read out, just put confidential and we can just answer straight through. Otherwise, you can put your comments in any of the preferred platforms that you're listening to us on in the comments below. And we can indeed bring it up into the next Q&A. So today's episode, as I said, we're going to talk about knees. But before we go into that, let's do a little bit of feedback from what you guys are saying to me at the moment. And just to say, actually, before we start, that this room I'm sitting in right now, anyone that listens to this podcast regularly knows that I'm a huge fan of The Rest Is History. And I've got a bit of a crush, to be honest, on Tom and Dominic. I do. It's like, I mean, they're so clever. I'm like, oh my God, they're so cool. Anyway, they have recorded in this very spot. I mean, like, literally, my bum is on the same seat. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. So I don't know if Tom and Dominic listen to me, but I listen to them. So there we go. I'm very excited about that. So today's episode is brought from you from the same space as The Rest Is History. Anyway, Mags_Lauder says, "Hi, Katie. I've been meditating for a while now, and with your helpful advice, I found my purpose again as I totally lost it. Listening to you here with your wisdom and knowledge has helped me so much. Thank you." Mags, that's absolutely brilliant. And for those of you that are perhaps new to this, those of you that are not, they'll go, oh, here she goes again. But for those of you new, I just want to recap on something which I talked about in one of the very first episodes and would indeed suggest anyone new, because we're heading towards 100 episodes now, that the first 2-3 episodes, I really kind of laid out the kind of template of owning your health. So they're always really good episodes to listen to because they sort of set the foundations. But we have this thing called the pyramid of health. Okay, so literally just imagine a pyramid. And the bottom of the pyramid is your physical health. The middle of the pyramid is your emotional health. And the top of the pyramid is your spiritual health, which very much aligns into the purpose and the meaning of life. And often we find ourselves feeling quite sick if we don't have a sense of purpose. And people often say to me, well, kind of, you know, what is my purpose? So it's something that I talk a lot about through these podcasts, but it's very important that we find the meaning of life. And when I'm in clinic, which is something that I do when I'm not doing this, tends to be Mondays and Tuesdays, I do something called Barzi chart reading. Now, we've talked about that in some earlier episodes as well, so I really urge you to sort of just jump back and listen to those. Barzi reading is an ancient Chinese astrological chart reading, which will, under no uncertain terms, explain your purpose and the meaning of your life, what we call the blueprint of your soul, and really the answer to the most important question, which is, why am I here and what am I doing? And that's what the Barzi chart does. So in that episode, I talk a lot about purpose. But if you're thinking right now, going, gosh, you know what, I need a little bit of help, I can kind of unlock that in the clinic in as little as half an hour. I often find people going through big life transitions, they will come in and see me once for a 2-hour session. And then we absolutely, like in bells and whistles, we've gone through it. And what's lovely about it is that it's a one-off thing. You don't need to keep coming back and seeing me. You just have one session. It's all recorded and it will absolutely unlock everything you need to know. It will answer those two questions in no uncertain terms. And then you've got the recording to go back to. So that's just a little aside about my clinic, which actually I think a lot of people didn't know I did. Anyway, in the meantime, Angela Fret Online says, "I wouldn't be without my Hey You body sculptor. It's a game changer." Angela, we are going to be talking about the body sculpture in today's episode because we're talking about knee pain and the sculptor really, really comes into its own. Now, the sculptor has just actually recently had its kind of like big launch. We did it last week in the Bathhouse of Belgravia, which is another one of my favourite places to go. If anyone is ever in London and you want to really spoil yourself, go there and have their package. It's insane. They do these things called perennials, which is the most amazing health practice, where you go into a very, very hot room and these spa masters, they're called, they basically very, very gently sort of beat the body. It feels like a car wash with these beautiful leafy branches. Oh my God, it's amazing. And it's my absolute, that's what I do. You might actually bump into me there because it's what I do. If I need to relax, that's where I go to kind of like relax. It's the most amazing spa. I love it. And we launched the body sculpture there last week and it went down brilliantly well. And it is absolutely amazing. This is a body gua sha tool, which is as brilliant for your body as the little jade crystals were when I launched them for your skin. And most people now have heard of beauty gua sha. That's become a very, very much a mainstream now in the last few years since lockdown, since I launched it really. And now now the body sculptor is going to do the same thing. So that's what Angela's talking about there. And Salisbury Jolly. Salisbury Jolly, we talked about you last time. You are, thank you for all your lovely comments. Salisbury Jolly says, great nuggets of wisdom for emotional well-being, all of which have made a difference for me. Either you singularly or especially collectively. Thank you, Katie, for these tips and tools. Thank you, Salisbury Jolly, for your lovely feedback. And generally, thank you, Chinese Medicine, for all these tips and tools. Because at the end of the day, guys, I'm not making this stuff up. OK, I'm just telling you stuff that already exists. It's just it seems to have weirdly got buried in the midst of time. Why? I don't know, because I mean, who wouldn't want to know this information? How on earth did we not have this information when we were growing up? But the answer is we're getting it now. And that's what Own Your Health is all about. It's about bringing back to life this incredible wisdom that's been passed down from generation to generation and slightly died a bit of a death and now is very much being resurrected in the 21st century. So great. So thank you, Salisbury Jolly, for such lovely feedback. So, on to today's topic, which is knee pain. Anonymous says, please can you advise what the best tool for knee pain is? I have discomfort and restriction when exercising after a fall, which was a number of years ago, and would be grateful to know which tool would be best for me. Also, I assume that the instructions for use will be with the tool when purchased. Well, let me quickly answer that. Yes, they are. And there's a whole video, not to mention the fact there are YouTubes and Instagram posts and TikToks with me using this tool ad nauseum. So knee pain. So when you fall, what happens is we call that an obstruction to the channels. Because remember, in Chinese medicine, here comes Meridian Man, you have all of the body systems that you already know about, you know, the muscles and the tissues and the sinews and the tendons and the lymph and the blood and the, what else have we got, the bones and the lymphatic system. But you've also got the energy system of the body. Okay, now this man shows the energy, kind of the chart of the energy and the map of it around the body. Now, when you bang yourself, energy is very sensitive. Okay, energy is the lightest of all of the systems. It's so light you can't see it, which is why Western medicine hasn't acknowledged it, because you wouldn't notice life force when you were cutting up dead bodies, because de facto the life force has gone. Okay, because you have to be alive to you don't see life force, you feel it. Okay, and dead bodies don't feel anything because they're dead. So it hadn't made its way into Western medicine, but in Eastern medicine it very much had. Now, when you bang yourself, often what will happen is you may not necessarily have broken anything, although you may have done, and you may well bruise, but if you do not rectify the obstruction to the energy flow, because it's been bashed, okay, and then boof, it's gone like that. If that hasn't been rectified, you will get pain, you will get obstruction. Now, energy flow, interestingly, is very much connects into the physical body, because energy is metaphysical, via the fascia. Okay, that's the connective tissue of the body. Fascia is this thing that we don't really talk about much in the West either, although we are starting to now. It's connective tissue, and the clue's in the name. It connects. So that's the magical moment when the metaphysical connects to the physical and back again. Think of fascia like the coral reefs of the body. Think of the body like the world's landscape, and fascia like the coral reefs. And any environmentalist will tell you coral reefs will start showing environmental crisis literally before anything else because they're that sensitive. So I want to bring your attention to another brilliant brand, which I've been orbiting around over the past few months, and I really like it. It's called Equi, which is short for equilibrium. Now, you can pop over to their website, which is equilondon.com, and it is a brilliant brand of supplements. I've been taking the powders, which I absolutely love. They are absolutely full of nutrients. You've got multivitamins, prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, superfoods, adaptogens, we've got ashwagandha, and then we've even got mushrooms from traditional Chinese medicine as well. So it's just ram-packed. But because it's so packed full of the good stuff, they've taken out all of the bad stuff. So we don't have chemicals, we don't have fillers, we don't have binders, all of that's been taken out. So it's just pure nutrition. Now, I take a couple of teaspoons after a meal, either breakfast or dinner, and I just mix it in a little bit of plant-based milk. You can do it in water, but I drink it like a little shot, because it's you only need sort of two rounded teaspoons, and that will do the job. And the thing that I like about it is that they've just taken a holistic approach. So it's not a supplement for this and a supplement for that, because personally I find what I end up doing or did in the past was I'd end up with a shelf full of supplements, and then I'd just get a bit fed up with it because I'd end up on sort of 12 different things, and then I couldn't really remember what was doing what. Whereas with this, it's one jar doing one thing, and it's working with everything. So it's working with my hormones, it's working with my digestion, it's working with my immunity, energy, focus, skin, mood. So everything just kind of gets wrapped up into one. Now, I like that because that's kind of fuss-free supplementation. So that's why I'm really excited to explain that brand to you. So that's equilondon.com. Go and have a look at their website. website. Personally, I like the powder format. That's always my way. I like a little shot of milk. Don't put it in hot drinks. I like it just room temperature milk or a little bit of room temperature water. Get it down the hatch and you're sorted. So if fascia gets bashed or off whack and the energy channels are flowing through the fascia, things start to get obstructed, which means the energy flow doesn't flow through. And the thing is, we have dogmas in Chinese medicine, which are like statements of truth. I love them. OK, and one of them is qi is the commander of blood and blood is the mother of qi. It's the origin of the relationship between yin and yang, blood and energy. OK, so if those qi channels get obstructed because they've been walloped and the fascia has got obstructed because it's sensitive and it's in turn been walloped, the blood starts to get obstructed too, which means things start to not get fed, things stop being flowed, the energy doesn't flow correctly, the blood doesn't come through correctly, and you will start to feel pain. The bottom line is, never mind the explanation, you're going to feel it. You are going to feel it and it's not going to be nice. And then you're going to find yourself kind of going, oh my God, I've never been the same again since I had that accident. Now, I know all about this on a personal level because what brought me into Chinese medicine in the first place was a car crash. Okay, I had whiplash and that was a crash and a half in my life because it crashed through my life. I could no longer sing. I was in pain and it took me years to get to the solution, years and money and therapists and different people fiddling around, nothing working. And eventually, I had gua sha, and in 20 minutes, problem solved. Now, there was a lot more that then had to happen, but the initial level of the problem was solved. The initial solution came in right there. So the first thing to say is that body gua sha is the way to address blockages to the channels, okay? Because basically body gua sha heightens blood circulation by up to 400%. It releases the blockages. It works into the fascia and it gets the fundamental axis of circulation moving. Now, a little known fact in preventative health, which people need to know and yet don't, is that 80% of our health issues are caused by a compromised circulatory system. 80%. That's the World Health Organization, okay? 80%, which is when you hear me talking about how important it is to understand the free flow of qi and blood around the body, is the number one thing you need to do for your health practice. Why? Because whatever you're dealing with right now, 80% of it can be addressed by just doing that alone. And you think, you're joking, right, Katie? No, I'm not. It's easily addressed. Now, the basic way to get your circulation flowing is shaking the body, okay, which I'm sure we can do a little cut through to me showing you how to do it, because I've got a jingly necklace on, which I really like, so I don't want to like this. Right, so basically jiggling the body, shaking the body, tapping the body, using the Hey You Tapper or using your hands. This is how to get your basic circulation moving. But when there's been a compromise and something's got bashed, okay, and you've had an accident of some sort and there's an obstruction to the energy flow, you need to go deeper. And that's why gua sha is the tool for the job. So what do I suggest with gua sha? Well, the first tool you need is the body sculptor. Why? Because it's big and it's thick and it's made of bian stone, which has a relationship with the energy of the body. And because it's big, I kind of had a nickname for it. I call it the beast because it kind of ravages over your body in a really kind of sensual way. It's like, ooh, it sort of gobbles everything up in its wake because it's quite big. I mean, it's not so big that you can't use it, but it's big enough that you can sway through your body in just 1 minute, which is what always my products over on the Hey You method, they always have to deliver a result in a minute because I've always talked about the fact that these body methods I'm teaching you have to work like toothbrushing. If I gave you something that's going to take 20 minutes, you might do it once, you may do it twice. Are you going to do it consistently every day like brushing your teeth? No, you won't. You just won't. I don't, because there are days when I simply don't. I didn't have 20 minutes this morning. There's no way. I had two. So what I had to do this morning was brush my face and gua sha my face, which I actually put on my stories this morning so people can see me doing it. Those were the two products and the 2 minutes that I spent addressing the circulation of my face. Then I will spend a minute shaking and a minute tapping my body using just simple shaking and the body tapper to just get everything going. But then I will use the body sculptor for just 1 minute. Why? Because it's going to go deeper. It just squeezes out the fascia and it gets the energy moving, which means the blood starts to move, which means everything starts to move and then everything starts to feel better. So even though it's knee pain and it's located on the knee, the first thing you need to do is follow the demonstration of the fascia, which I'm going to show you in a minute. Okay, and do that first. So you have to work all over the body first. Get all of the circulatory system moving. Now then, what do you do? And we're going to demonstrate this too. So Vix is sat there. So I'm just like feeding her. So when I film this with Chloe next week, can you please make sure that we've done the body fascia? And I've explained that. And then we go to the body gua sha tool, which is the little metal tool. Okay, because then you want to go over the area, the knee itself, because now you've addressed all of the fascia and the energy channels of the body. So all of the energy in general is flowing nicely. And then you need to get a little bit specific. So at this point, the body restorer is a bit like dental floss. Okay, so the body sculptor is like the toothbrush and toothpaste. I guess the toothbrush is the sculptor, the oil is the toothpaste, and now I've got the dental floss. Just like your hygienist will say, you've got to get that floss, you've got to go into that little nook and cranny, you've got to get that plaque out from there, otherwise it's going to settle and it's going to cause a problem. That's exactly the same as your knee. So then what you do is you take the body gua sha tool and you go over the knee itself. Now you go gently and you go slowly and you start above the knee and you do little lines going down the knee either side, so that you're also addressing some key acupuncture points such as stomach 36 and spleen 9. So what you always do with these things is you start generally and then you hone in precisely, just like you do with your teeth. Okay, and then I would take my fingertips and I would tap all around the area. I tap all the way down the leg and all the way, so down from the groin, tap, 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 all the way down to the ankle. Okay, and the reason why we do that is because we want to target a bit of fascia release and we want to get the whole of the circulation of the body moving properly and focus specifically, like dental floss, into the specific area itself. Now, the other thing that I would very much recommend for any kind of pain in the body is a castor oil compress, because then what you do is, if it's a big pain like the shoulder, okay, or the abdomen, you can use the large castor oil compress and you just simply pour some castor oil on, apply it to the area. We have these wonderful snuggle hot water bottles. So you have a normal small sized hot water bottle, and then this brilliant woman who's part of our community has created these fantastic velcroed hot water bottle things, so you can then position it in the right place over the castor oil compress and just sit down and just watch telly or do something relaxing and just let the castor oil seep in. Okay, and you can also use they have mini ones as well that we have on the website, which are for smaller areas such as the knee. Okay, so then all you do is you apply the castor oil compress over the knee area and just wrap it with either a little heat pad, because it's a smaller area, one of those smaller kind of heat pads that can just kind of like form itself in the area is brilliant for letting the castor oil seep into the area. Okay, so those are brilliant. Okay, so that is how you address knee pain, but it's also how you address general aches and pains. So if you've ever had accidents or knocks and blows and your body's never quite been the same afterwards, which is probably what I would headline this Q&A as, because if you've ever had that and it always feels like the squeaky door on the car, which has never quite recovered from when you had that accident, got repaired, that's what you need to do to address it. And it stops you having to go and have therapy, because you just buy these products once, you just use them from the comfort of your own home over and over again, and you work on that. So that was my recommendation for knee pain. So thank you so much for joining. If you would like to leave any comments below on whichever social media platform you're on, do please do so. Please follow us and advise any of your friends and family that this is going on, because we want this information to get out there. We want everyone to own their health. We want to get the health narrative out there. So please share us, because it's our job to help you help yourself. So thank you so much for joining, and I look forward to seeing you next time.